What's up, guys? It's your boy Fisher Elrico, and welcome back to another episode of the Self-Approved Podcast. Today on our show, of course, I am joined with seems to be everybody's freaking favorite, my boy, my big brother, J.O. Stacks. I mean, the short and sweet thing has just been working. So, F Protocol, let's get into it. Right, I was supposed to say the music thing.
That was gets cut out anyways, but...
Right, that's true. It's your boy, Official Elrico, and...
J.O. Stacks.
All right, today we're going to be talking about F Protocol. That's the overall thing. I've grown to learn that being a boss, sometimes you got to bend the rules a little bit. Sometimes you can't follow the rules of everybody else. You do what you got to do to get to where you want to be. I say that a lot, but that's true. The definition of protocol is the official procedure or system of rules governing affairs of state or diplomatic occasions. The second one is the original draft of a diplomatic document, especially of the terms of a treaty agreed to in conference and signed by parties. We don't really care about the second one. We care about the first one. We have had a conversation about this, maybe not with this title. We've been talking about forget about protocol. We talked about how we have to now change our rules and or change our perspectives or change our living because of such an quote unquote updated system. We can't really live in tradition anymore. And I think that's kind of where I was thinking about going with this episode. It's talking about basically getting rid of tradition, but maybe not getting rid of it all the way, right? You get rid of just the small things or tweak it. I mean, it's a new generation. There should be new set of rules or tweaked rules to apply to the new generation. I don't go to a traditional college and it's working out well for me. So why would I follow traditional rules if it don't really work out for me?
That's very true. The way I've been looking at this, so I've been fighting with this all day. Because, you know, we have the title in place, the subject for the episode. And I understand where you're going with this. So, you know, don't follow what other people are putting on you. Don't follow their protocol. However, though, I believe protocol is very important in your life. Protocols... is a system in place to allow you to think about what you're doing. For example, if you look at the United States government, because the protocols we have in place, it's not allowing the current president to do all this crazy stuff.
Right.
And I think having protocols in place for your life allow you to sit back and make a proper decision, because it's easy to rush into something.
Yeah.
But if you have a system in place, it's okay. Well, I have to do this, this, and that before I can actually make this decision.
Yeah.
That protocol is actually beneficial to you.
Right.
But I know the angle you're going at this is that don't follow the protocol that other people put onto you.
Exactly.
So that's the double-edged sword I'm looking at this. Like, we can argue this out two different ways.
Yeah.
So,
which is why I said you don't have to get rid of it fully, but tweak it to where it becomes yours, where it applies to yours. I can't use the same rules from 1800s in 2019. It just won't work. So that protocol was set in place, but now I'm going to take that protocol and I'm going to make it apply to 2019.
For sure.
That makes sense.
I definitely agree with that. But again, as I said, like there's the macro and the micro. The micro, I think protocol is very important, as I was just saying. But right. the macro, the bigger vision, yes. You got to kind of, sometimes you got to say, F it. You got to blaze your own trail. But at the same time, you have to look at the small details of protocols.
Yeah.
So again, I think it's not necessarily F protocol, throw it all out the window. It's a good balance of both.
Yes.
The bigger picture, yes. Throw it out the window because everyone goes down, they create their own story. So you have to have a system in place to make proper decisions because it's so easy to rush into things. Like, I'm a risk taker just to begin with. When I was younger, though, I would just rush into things. Rush, rush, rush. Have a good idea, just go into it. But I've learned that, okay, first you have to have your idea. Then you got to sit back. You got to think about it. Ask yourself why. Then you got to think about how much. How much time is it in my best interest right now? So I built an internal protocol for myself. I don't know if that's something maybe you develop over time, but it's one of those things I've learned. It's that you do have to have a system in place. So you can't say F protocol.
True. Okay. I mean, I see where you're coming from. I really do. I understand that. So maybe not F protocol. But I think it also comes with maturity. You creating that protocol for yourself. You figuring out that you can't keep doing the irrational things that you're doing or just jumping into things. Because I was like that. I used to just jump head first. If I wanted to do a project, I did it, and it didn't go anywhere. And I was like, well, maybe let's see if I just learn how to take time to actually plan this out, actually put some work in it, put some effort into it, and find out the good parts about it, find out the bad parts about it, work on it, tweak it, and then do it. And then it becomes way more successful than what I thought it could be. And so I do definitely get getting rid of protocol, but creating it to apply to you. And it's funny that you had brought up like early on or, you know, when you were younger, because that was going to be what I was about to say, which is early on, we learned that it pays to follow the rules. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, that was where I was going to also bring up that example of, especially in government, if this protocol wasn't put in place, these policies, these documents or important things that we put in place, this world would be a hot mess right now.
Exactly.
Especially with traffic. Mm-hmm. Living in California, we definitely have to have some protocol about that because people already can't drive.
Like, have you seen videos of like in India?
Yes.
Where it just, I don't think there's that many accidents, but it's just mayhem.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
They're more on like smaller like scooters and stuff like that. So it kind of works for them, but it's just mayhem on those streets.
Well, yeah, but it also gets to a point where when either these street lights go out or it's one of those blinking ones and it gets chaotic and you're like, it's not rocket science, people. Like even at the corner down the street, I'm like, okay, when one car stops, the other one cross, and then you go. Like, it's really not rocket science, people. If we didn't have this protocol or these rules to follow, or at least to be guidelines, to be a guidance to what we do, then we would really be messed up. So I do, again, I get not throwing it all the way out the window, but use them and take them as guidelines, as guidance, as a suggestion even. And apply those things, again, to fit you. The old things just doesn't work. And even if we get into, again, today's generation, I say again a lot. If we get into today's generation where we see the new mothers or the new fathers and how they raise their children, and then think about how we were raised, we're like, good grief, y'all need to do something about these little bastards that's running around here causing chaos, that's cussing at their parents and just doing whatever they want to. For me, I've always said it, and I've already applied it, taking care of my nieces and nephews. I use the protocol that my mom put in place to make sure that they don't get out of hand. I got whoopings. You act up, I'm going to whoop you so you can learn. Protocol does benefit. And I'm not saying because my mom, she used to find anything she could almost get her hands on. She would throw it at us or anything like that. I'm not saying that I will do that, but I'm just saying you spare the rod, you spoil the child, and there's no spoiled children in my house. So it's like, yeah, okay, maybe don't just let it be chaotic, but make it to where it simply go smoothly with whatever you have in mind.
I just want to say, we have proven that communication can solve any dilemma or disagreement. Because when you brought forward the subject for this episode, I was fighting with myself. Because usually, you know, we always on the same page when it comes to our discussions. Mm-hmm. But I've been thinking about it. I'm like, F protocol. Again, like, I have systems in place for myself. I follow internal protocols for myself.
Right.
So I was fighting with it. I'm like, I think this episode is literally going to be a disagreement between us, an actual debate. I think it has come full circle now because it's F protocols in general. You have to create your own. And that just touches base on what you just said there. It's, you have to create what's best for yourself.
Right, because we know that it can benefit us by keeping them. Maybe not the 1900s rules applied to the 2000 rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I did think that this may have been a disagreement. I did. I thought mm-hmm. this is going to be a good debate. Now that we're talking and we're actually spreading our thoughts about this, it makes more sense, even on both sides. Because at first I was like, yeah, just get rid of it. And then I was thinking about it throughout the day. And then I was like, well, maybe not. Maybe do it. Maybe don't. And then now that we've started talking about this, it's clicking and making more sense in my head. It's like, yeah, don't throw them out. Don't get rid of them. But actually apply them and apply them to your situation. I mean, and even in other situations, you have to adapt to them.
For sure.
You go to China or, God forbid, North Korea, you gotta abide by those protocols. And you can't do absolutely anything about it because it might get you thrown in jail or, worse, dead.
Yeah, which has actually happened recently.
Really?
Yeah, the whole envoy that was in Vietnam for their nuclear talks, Kim Jong-un killed his whole envoy. A lot of the top officials who were in the negotiations,
yeah,
because they didn't reach a deal, they didn't follow protocol, they got murdered.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know about that. That's crazy.
Yes.
It's funny that I brought that up.
So in North Korea, you should probably follow protocol. Don't have protocol
anybody,
in North Korea.
Okay? Anybody that's going to North Korea, that's in North Korea, I don't know how you listen to this right now, but if you're listening, don't do whatever you think
Mm-mm.
you want to do.
Mm-mm.
Please follow protocol. Your life is more important than disobeying rules or trying to prove yourself. But anyway, and this is just for anybody, now that we've said that, if it is life-altering, do not throw away that protocol. But if you are in a situation where protocol can be molded and shaped to fit your situation and not, you know, getting in trouble or getting thrown in jail, then apply it to how it applies to you or use it how it applies to you. But don't get yourself killed. Don't get yourself thrown in jail. And this is not a saying, go and break laws.
No,
whatsoever.
Not.
Not saying that at all. It's just saying that some things just don't work anymore. And some things have to be fixed. Because some things are broken. We always say, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. Well, some things are broken nowadays, and we need to fix them.
It's all about understanding when to follow protocol and when not to. Using common sense is what it really comes down to.
I thought you were about to say using condoms is what it boils down to.
That also. That as well. It works both ways.
It does. It does.
But as I was saying too, like, I thought coming into this conversation is be more of a debate. But it was one of those things that Jared Kushner actually really put in my head when they were doing the whole criminal justice reform. And he said that it's very easy to argue over broad statements and terms. So if you look at F protocol, like, okay, yeah, like, I can see how I disagree with that. But when you actually talk about the fine details, it's hard to argue fine details because you find common ground in those areas. So I think, I don't know if this is getting off topic, but I think it's very important that people actually sit down, discuss the fine details of just like any subject as opposed to arguing the broad topic. Because I said, come into this, I'm like, okay, this is going to be a different style episode. But once you start talking and once you said your viewpoints, I'm like, okay, well, I understand that. And it comes down to our previous conversations off this podcast, previous to this, was that there's that gray area.
Yeah, yeah.
It always comes down to the gray area.
Yeah. This is just a blanket statement for anybody. If you want to find out something, talk to the person about it. If you want to learn what their viewpoint is, talk to the person about it. Kind of getting off of protocol real quick. It just, it gets to that point where you should sit down as a rational human being and talk to that person to find out what's going on and to learn their viewpoints. Mm-hmm. If we did a lot of that in America or just in the world today, we wouldn't be in so much quicksand that we are in now.
Right.
Maybe we should talk. Maybe we should learn, which is one of the biggest things that happened between me and you, now that I think about that statement, is we sat down and had conversations. Mm-hmm. We talked about our opinions. We had questions for each other. They got answered. And now we understand. That's literally what this podcast has been about, too.
Exactly.
It's us sitting down, having these conversations, trying to learn each other's perspectives. And that's just overall important. But here's another twist on this conversation. If everyone followed protocol all the time, no one would ever do something for the first time.
That's very true.
Nothing would change.
Mm-hmm.
No one would stand out or stand up, even to injustice, since we brought up, you know, the laws and stuff. But nothing would change. It would literally, if you ever seen the movie The Giver, where it's basically they're in this, I don't know if to call it a utopia, but they were in this world, and every morning they got up, they got their piece of fruit, they got their injection, they went about their day. They came back, went to sleep, did whatever they had to do, went to sleep, and started all over. And then one day, this guy decides, well, you know what, I'm tired of getting these injections. I'm going to wake up, I'm going to trick the system, I'm going to inject it into the apple, and then I'm going to go about my day. Because I believe this was them, like, using it to track them or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother conversation. Just to kind of support what I'm saying, which is sometimes you have to alter something throughout your day to change it up, to make it fit what you feel. Every day, we're not in the mood to say hi to each other. Every day, we're not in the best moods. Every day, we're not in the saddest mood. We need to take what we can or take what we feel and apply it to what would suit or would be best for us. Because, like I said, even if you want to get really political about it, talking about the anti-abortion laws. In Alabama, now it's like a thing. But back here, if a female gets raped, they don't want to keep that baby. And I support that. Because every time they see their child, they're going to think about all of this. And it's back in the day, you couldn't. You definitely couldn't, or a woman could get put to death or whatever happened back then, but they would get a total punishment for it. And nowadays, it's become, I don't want to say liberating, but you kind of get what I'm saying. It's more acceptable if this happens to a lady, they can get rid of, you know, their child, or they can have an abortion if they don't feel comfortable with what happened and they don't want that to be any further. That's changing protocol to fit you, if that makes sense.
It does.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm making sense, because I know I can go off on, like, I can go off on tangents, but I just want it to make sense. I use a lot of metaphors and a lot of examples, but I think that's one big one right there, is applying. That's where you can take protocol and change it or tweak it to fit what you are in need of. And it's different between being in need and being in, having a want.
And I think when it comes to the title of this episode, I agree with the fact of F other people's protocol, which is with the whole abortion issue. It's the government's or the local government's protocol. So I agree, F that protocol, live to your own. Coming back to that though, I would say one of my protocols is I look at myself. It might be my, you know when you kind of play in your head how you strategize your life. I look at myself as the president of my body and my life.
Okay.
So when any big decision comes on, like I look at, you know, my work, that's part of the economy. The money I bring in, that's the economy. And when I make a big decision, I look at it, even though I'm only one person, I look at it as there's a whole nation, like Stacks Nation.
Okay.
I'm making decisions based on that. So I don't rush into anything these days. Again, this could be because of age. I look at it as like, hey, is this the best move or decision for my nation? because we have, you know, you have to create these. Sometimes it's good to create these other stakeholders in yourself, even if you're a single person, because that's going to make you decide, like, okay, is this in the best interests of the future or right. long-term growth?
Right.
Because we are definitely in an age where instant gratification is a huge thing, making that quick purchase. You know, I'm going to buy that iPhone. I'm going to buy something I don't necessarily need. You put yourself in debt.
Yeah.
You put these protocols in place for yourself. Does it adhere to your checklist before you actually go forward with making a decision? So that's one of my things that I do personally, part of my system or protocol I've created for myself. So I'm curious, do you have any systems in place for yourself?
Actually, now that I think about it, I actually do. I do it very subconsciously, but I do.
Which is more important, that it's deep down in your brain as right. opposed to always being.
Yeah. Right. Because I realized today, before I stepped foot out of the house, I sat down and I had just planned it out my whole day. I planned out my whole day. When I finally got downtown and I started getting into the stuff that I had planned for today, I sat down and I was like, I'm about to go in the store. We don't need anything out of the store, do we? And this was just in my head. So I wasn't talking like, and I also had an AirPod. So even if I was talking out loud, I still didn't look crazy. But I was like, do we need anything? No. Is it really important? No. And so I've learned to talk to myself as if I was, like you said, you're the president. Mm-hmm. I talk to myself as if I was the parent
right.
of myself. I grew up with my mom. Every time I wanted something, she made me realize or made me figure out if I really needed it or if I wanted it. And if I wanted it, why did I want it? Was it because of other people or was it because I really wanted
mm-hmm.
it? And so I've gotten to this place where I do that. I went into the shoe store, actually like two shoe stores this week. It wasn't yesterday, it was probably the day before. But I was like, do I really need any shoes out of here? Like, is it really direly important that I need these? And then I saw some shoes. I was like, wait, I've seen somebody wearing those. I want those. And then I walked up to them and I just heard my insides and everything go, no, you don't.
Congress comes into play.
Congress came into play and was like, you don't. And I was like, I don't even like Jordans, so I'm about to buy some. That's one shoe that I do not like. Jordans, I don't. I used to own a pair, but then I realized every dang old year they come out with the same shoe, change the color, change the number of it, and people wait in lines.
Here's the thing. People with no protocols actually kill each other over Jordan sneakers. People have died.
They do.
Because they have no system or protocol in place.
Even during Black Friday.
Yeah.
No protocol whatsoever. No system mayhem. In place. Mayhem. It causes mayhem. And when you think about this, and this is for me, my body and my world, it's a world. It's a system. It's a town. It's a city. There is officials in high places for reasons. There's people that make laws for reasons, whether we always agree with them or not. My mom made some laws or made some rules, but laws, and I didn't always agree with them, but then I realized that this actually was very smart. I didn't see the outcome. I just saw the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that sounded really good to me just now. We don't always see the outcome. We see the rule. But if we look past the rule and look at what the outcome is going to become, then I think it'd get us back on this protocol. It'd get us back in this era where we sit and we analyze things before we do it, where we take time to breathe and really understand, is it something we need? Is it something we want? Is it just something I want to impress other people with? Is it for me or is it for them? And I think just kind of bringing this all back together, protocol doesn't have to be done away with. I don't have to, because I didn't agree with all my parents' rules, I don't have to go and throw them away and be like, I'm living la vida loca. Like, I'm just going to live freely without them. But I can take that and be like, I didn't agree with that. I feel like I want to change this. And then I take that and I apply it to myself and I'm like, that worked out. I call my mom almost every day. And I tell her all the time, I'm like, remember when you did this? That works. I tried it for myself. Another part of this is just look at protocol and don't just say you know, F it or get rid of it because it's protocol or it's rules or it's laws. But look at it and actually figure out why it's important to you, why you can use that for you. Why will it protect you? Might protect your bank account, might protect your sanity, might protect your heart. But if we sit down and realize why these protocols are put in place and why we really should follow them and pay attention to them, I think that's when we become more accepting of them. And we won't just, like you said, do away with them. We won't just throw them away, but we figure out what works for us and we make our rules. But without hurting other people is also a big thing. Follow your protocol, but don't hurt other people. Don't be the butthole to go and just because you want to, you go and hurt other people or because they did this to you or whatever the case may be. Sit down and think about how rational or irrational this decision is and whether it's going to cost you a lifetime, because the temporary mistakes can also cause us a lifetime. Like the kid that shot up the North Carolina church. He just got sentenced to death.
Good.
I mean, yeah, good, but that's why we have protocol. Mm-hmm. That's why you follow protocol, because a spur of the moment or a quick decision can cause you to lose your life down the line. And we don't think about that. We think about who we're mad at and we go and attack them. Or we think about who we don't like. Or we think about what we want and that's just it. But when we actually, like you said, sit down, analyze, think about this stuff, listen to the president in our head, listen to the Congress people, listen to the execs and the producers or whatever world you live in. If you sit down and listen and allow things to sink in, even when you go into the grocery store and you're like, okay, I'm going in there for these things and these things only. You just set a protocol for yourself that said, I'm going in here for these things and these things only. But the moment you forget about that protocol, you go and come out with like two carts full of stuff. That's me and Target. That's me and Target.
See, that's why these protocols are huge to accountability, personal accountability.
Yes.
And that's the thing is a lot of people, again, when you have a lot of people involved, it's a lot easier to implement protocols and rules. But when you're a one-person show, when you're dealing with your own stuff, it's a lot harder too. That's why, so I look at myself, like I'm like, am I crazy having multiple voices in my head argue over this? This is like in the one case where it's actually beneficial to have different voices in your head arguing with each other. Because you got to think there's the good and the bad. Because obviously, you know, there's, as you just said, you're in the grocery store. There's the one side that was, oh yeah, the more liberal side. Yeah, get those chips.
Right.
Get that ice cream.
Right.
Oh, get two of them. They're on sale.
Right.
But then there's the conservative right side. They're like, hey, that's not good. That's too many calories. That's too much money.
Yeah.
And then you got to clash it out in Congress who's got the most votes.
Right.
You know, if you're, you know, a big fat person, that liberal left's going to win. You're going to get those two tubs of ice cream.
Yeah.
Those two bags of chips.
Yeah.
But if you're more on the right, more conservative in with your spending, you're not going to get those.
And this even applies to you because you've been a vegan now for a year and something months. Yes. And I remember you posting on your Insta story about barbecue and how that makes you want to go back to not being a vegan.
That was like a month ago.
Yeah, literally a month ago. And you had protocols set in place that made you realize.
Perfect example. Because yes, I could have easily been like, okay, let's go get some meat. But no, we have this system in place that, you know, we have laws in place now. Personal laws that say, no, you can't do that. And we followed through. No treason. We're good.
No treason. No treason against this community right here.
Yes.
And one last point that I want to bring up really quick. There's this new show on Netflix called The Society. And I think...
TV show? Documentary?
It's a TV show.
Okay.
And I think it's a really good show. Speaking of F protocol or making protocol into what you need it to be. The show is basically about these teenagers. They are all, listen, I'm still a bit confused because of the smell. I still don't know where the smell came from. So if you're watching The Society and you're not done and you listen to this, stop now. The overall is they got on the bus. They went to this camp or this utopia, this whole other world, and now they're basically...
A whole new world?
Gosh. Good job. Go see Aladdin.
I haven't seen it yet, but
it's out now. It's actually really good. Will Smith did a good job. Anyway, that's my third... No more.
That's actually pretty good for you. So we're good.
But they basically have to learn how to run this world. Mm-hmm. This new world that they live in. Now they're in charge. They have to figure out how to make these rules, how to set them in place, how to keep them going, having nobody break them and everybody respecting them and working to get their food and all of this other stuff. And I think it's just really appropriate for this conversation, which is take the rules that is there in place and tweak them to apply to you, but without taking the essence of what the rule was. Because we can do that. We can take them. We can make them into a whole BS. We're like, oh, yeah, this is that rule. And then we turn it into something totally different that didn't even mean that. You know what I mean? So take the rules that you have in place or that was in place for you, and especially for the class of 2019, congratulations to all of you. But don't forget the rules that you was given. You don't have to follow them every foot by foot or every inch by inch, but take them, apply them to you, and just be safe, basically. Don't get rid of them. Change them? No. Adapt? Tweak them? What's the word I'm looking for? That's the word I'm looking for. Customize them. That's a good word. I'm done.
And I'll just customize this or... bring it down to, I'll sum up this whole first half hour. What I've been trying to say is F other people's protocol, make your own protocol, unless you're North Korea.
I think that works out perfectly. That works out perfectly. Let's go to other segments.
With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, tap the plus button to add them to your private or public collections. It's that simple. Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at Flipboard.com.
So, our next segment, I don't know if I'm about to go on order, so F protocol, but let's do our Twitter Me This moments.
Okay.
My first shout out to our production manager, none other than the fabulous Kaden G. She has been on her job picking out our Twitter Me This.
Which is so perfect because I don't do Twitter much, so like... you should her learn how to. Doing it for us. We're gonna edit that out.
I remember one episode I got sponsored by Sprite, and so that was my beginning part. Was
this
me
episode
popping.
Is sponsored by water and lemons and vodka?
Life give you lemonades. I said it wrong again. I say it wrong every time. If life give you lemons,
if life
you
gives
make
you lemons,
lemonade.
Crush it up in water and put some vodka in it. Boom. Put on a t-shirt. Run it.
That works. Anyway, shout out to our girl, Kaden G. She's been very diligent about getting us our Twitter Me This moment. And so the first one that she got for me was from at Bazzi, B-A-Z-Z-I. It says Bazzi. Bazzi, is that how you say it?
Yeah, he's famous.
Oh, sorry. I don't know this guy. He's verified.
He's verified, yeah, sure.
He's verified. But Bazzi said he tweeted out on Thursday at 4:24 p.m. He said, trust your gut. Let feeling be your navigation. It will always take you where you're supposed to go. That's just freaking perfect from what we've been talking about. And then somebody down the line, I guess they're like his news person at a Bazzi News said, I feel like a lot of us needed to hear that. So thank you. And I think it's important that we hear that. So thanks, Bazzi.
And I don't know if you've seen my motivational minute, but I had a similar quote saying that always trust your gut unless you're at a buffet line. So go check it out. Shameless plug.
Oh, man.
So the one that I was provided is from Motivation and Success, but their handle is at facts with a Z underscore guide. You just never know what someone is dealing with behind closed doors. No matter how happy someone looks, how loud their laugh is, how big their smile is, there can still be a level of hurt that is indescribable. So be kind. Even when others are not, choose to be kind. And with that, I think the biggest thing is just always be a nice person. It doesn't matter what mood you're in, just always be nice. Because other people are going through shit. You gotta be to that. Exactly. Yeah. You gotta be open to what everyone is going through. We all have lives. We're going through this rat race. So be open. Think about that, what they're dealing with. And just be, don't be a butthole.
I would have to agree with that.
Actually, didn't Caden call you a butthole on the couch the other night there?
Yep.
But you thought it was an a-hole. Just for the record, it was a butthole.
Okay, whatever. Now I'm being teamed up on. My next Twitter me this is from Shower Thoughts at the Weird World. There we go. It said, it was tweeted out on 5/28/19 at 6:37 p.m. I don't know why that's important, so I just say it. Anyway, it says, most people underestimate what they can do in a year and overestimate what they can do in a day. And that's true. That's true. That's just true. That's all I have to say. I agree.
My question to you, is it true?
That's true.
You heard it here first, folks. It's true.
Why would I mess up and then you mess up?
I know.
We both mess up at the same time.
At the same damn time.
At the same damn time. At the same damn time. And before we move on from our Twitter me this is not a Twitter me this.
I still got another one, man.
Oh, right.
I got another one.
Yeah, go. I don't know what I'm thinking. Go ahead.
This one is... Give me un momento. Yeah. I don't know if my phone is frozen.
And she swoops in. Superhero.
It was literally just frozen because of that. The phone knows.
That's 100%. Funny. 100%. That's funny.
So my second one is from Alexis underscore Bowers, and it is, she's getting more years in jail than a guy who brutally raped an unconscious girl. And this is retweeting a article from Laughlin, Aunt Becky on Full House, because she's looking at 40 years in jail over the bribing scandal.
Yeah.
One thing I just want to say, though, is it's borderline fake news because she's obviously not going into jail for 40 years.
Right.
She can be possibly in there for 40 years because obviously bribing and all these frauds, like fraud counts. Okay. Yeah. However, though, I've learned as a Canadian is in the United States, don't fuck with nobody's money. Martha Stewart went to jail. OJ Simpson did not. OJ killed somebody. Martha, she just made a little bit of money that she shouldn't have. So, all I gotta say is don't mess with the money. The crazy thing is, though, she doesn't think she did anything wrong. Like, she's like, you know, walking around all confident, thinks she can beat it, which is, you know, yeah. She's just a good mother trying to get her daughter through school. But it is crazy that she is facing more time than a rapist, which just shows that we need to change some of the protocols in this country when it comes to our laws. However, though, there's a difference between facing and actually doing. That's all I gotta say about that.
I agree. I mean, we've had this conversation about that situation, but it's crazy. I do agree. What I was gonna say is, I definitely do agree to that, and I think that's really messed up, and there's some things need to be tweaked.
Actually, well, I'll finish that off in saying that it doesn't matter the circumstances of this. There's no reason that she should be facing more time than a rapist.
Yep.
So again, like obviously she's not going to be going to jail for 40 years. That's just not going to happen. However, though, the possibility of her facing that over a rapist is, it's insane. It's just, it just shows that there's flaws. But again, with the in this world today, it's always changing, that we have to just do an overhaul of the justice system, I think.
I agree. And it's funny that you said that, because the next thing I was going to say, it's not really tweeting me this, but it's something that will sound very, very familiar to you that I think applies to this very 100%, which is, you don't get what you deserve, you get what you negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you posted that today.
Yes,
I did. And I saw that and I was like, that makes a lot of sense. And especially within this Twitter me this right here, you get what you negotiate. So they're saying 40 years. I'm pretty sure she got some dope lawyers. So they're going to negotiate the heck out of it.
They got money.
They got money. Mm-hmm. You don't mess with nobody's money. I do think that it is important to know that you don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate. And we've seen that countless amount of times in the justice system, in the world, period, in our lives. You get what you negotiate. You don't get what you deserve.
That's one thing that my grandpa instilled into my dad and my dad instilled into me. And that's one thing. That's actually one of my philosophies that I live by every day. If you're not happy with what you got, renegotiate. That's why I think people got to get off Trump's back, because, you know, he's like, hey, we're going to renegotiate this shit. All
right. Right. And also, nobody's really coming to him with anything countering. They're just arguing that it's wrong.
Yeah.
And that's where people don't like me when it comes to politics, because I may not stand for what he stands for, but there are some things that he do that is rational.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rational because nobody else has stepped up to him with another rational decision that's better than that decision he's made. Nobody's negotiating what decision he's proposed, because these are not even laws yet. These are just proposals.
Mm-hmm.
If you stand up to the table and negotiate why this is wrong, I feel like he is...
Well, you've seen Scarface as
okay
well,
enough.
Right? You've seen Scarface. You know when he's negotiating with the banker?
Yeah.
I know the game. You go high, I go low.
Yeah.
That's just the game.
Yeah.
And that's what the game he's playing.
That's literally it. So, and that's kind of the game of life.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Ah, that sounds good to me. Let's move on into psychobabble. Thought I was going to say not too deep. Nope, that's next. But psychobabble, if you do not know what it is basically we get in this segment, let me think, a minute and 30 seconds to just absolutely rant about anything on our brains. Are you ready? 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Well, we're doing psychobabble first. We should finish up. Damn.
Oh, you thought you... No, we're doing psychobabble first. Hey, sometimes you just got to, you know, tweak protocol.
Got to do it. F protocol.
F protocol. This is when it's acceptable. Not in North Korea.
Oh, you're done.
Oh, that was it? Oh, never mind. I guess, Dale, you sure? All right, ready? Tell me when you're ready. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do psychobabble about. I do know what I was going to do my not too deep about, but I was really debating on what I should do my psychobabble about. And I was like, well, if I'm debating on what I should do my psychobabble about, maybe I should just do my psychobabble about me babbling or about me thinking about what I'm going to do my psychobabble about. Right? Exactly. That's my brain. That was my brain today. I had so much to do. I was like, so I know we gotta record tonight. What am I gonna psychobabble about? And then I was like, well, this would be an interesting conversation to psychobabble about what I'm thinking about psychobabbling about. So that's what I'm doing. I actually have something that I did really want to psychobabble about, but not really. It was just to tell like the class of 2019 to get their, you know, to get their stuff together. Be smart about being human adults. And don't F protocol too much. don't do away with it too much. Take it, tweak it, and apply it. But I've been seeing a lot of people. I actually saw this text from this graduate's mother that was like, you just graduated. You have a life to live. If you put a bottle in your hand and you decide to drive, forget about what you just did for 12 years. Your graduation didn't mean anything to you if you pick up a bottle. So don't freaking drink and drive, class of 2019. Congrats, though. Perfect.
Damn.
Okay. Timing.
He had that timed out to a T.
I did.
Didn't really understand much, but to a T.
Hey, it's psychobabble. You're not really supposed to understand.
That's true.
Oh, right.
Whatever, hit me. So, yes, my psychobabble is going to be a little bit more serious. Again, today there was a big shooting in Virginia Beach. And this time it was not towards any particular race. It was, I guess the word was indiscriminatory. I don't know if I'm saying that right. So basically a shooter hit the beach, randomly shooting people. And it's insane for me to think that in America, 2019, that we are still talking about mass shootings. This is the only nation on earth that has this many shootings. I live in Canada. We don't have any shootings. We've had one in like the last decade, and like it was with a rifle. Like a normal, like, wasn't automatic. It wasn't crazy like this. Any other country in the world does not have to deal with this. And we are still having to fight and deal with this. And it makes me wonder, why is this? Why is America so hell-bent on gun ownership? I understand that, you know, there could be, you know, a possible invasion, the right to bear arms, to overthrow a government. But why? Is the NRA that powerful? Are they influencing our government that much?
That's a good question. I didn't know anything about the Virginia Beach shooting until you said something, and then I looked it up on Twitter.
Yeah.
And found out that there are 12 dead, including the gunman.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's shot out with the police.
Really, really sad.
Yeah.
Like, really. There's this guy on Twitter at JessPhoenix2018. He tweeted, "A suppressor silence helped make today's hashtag Virginia Beach shooting so deadly. Seems like there ought to be some sort of legal remedy here if certain lawmakers can only locate their brains, hearts, and spines while removing their hands from their gun industry's pocket." And it's funny that you said that, because you didn't even see what I just pulled up. Mm-hmm. And it literally saying the same thing that you're saying. I just think, are they really that powerful that y'all are scared to make rational decisions about this?
It's not even taking away the guns. It's just having a little bit more regulations.
Yeah, having more background checks, I think, benefit this 100%. We don't care about that. We care about the right to bear arms. That was in the Constitution.
Actually, this is exactly what you said early in the conversation.
Yeah.
The traditions of the past. When was the Constitution signed? 1776?
You probably are right.
In around that time. Actually, I guess that was the American Revolution, right? 1776?
I don't know. I barely passed history.
Okay, we'll go with that time frame. However, though, the people who wrote those laws had those guns. You had to put the gunpowder in, chalk your bullet in. It's a lot different than having a semi-automatic weapon or a fully automatic weapon. Totally different ballgame. So.
1787. You're close. Yeah. It says that
Revolution
this was the same place the Declaration of Independence was signed. The Constitution was written during the Philadelphia Convention, now known as the Constitutional Convention.
In 1776.
Which convened from May 25th to September 17th, 1787. It was signed on September the 17th, 1787.
Where was 76 from then? Because the Philadelphia 76ers basketball team, the 76ers, because of that. 100%. I know that. It's a fact.
I mean,
it's a fact, not even with no T. What happened in 1776 by issuing the Declaration of Independence adopted by the Continental Congress?
Declaration of Independence happened.
Oh, what'd I say?
Constitution.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Constitution, yes, 87.
Because I'm Canadian. Blame not being a Canadian.
86, 76.
Basically, the Declaration of Independence.
Honestly, Justin, you've been here too long to be blaming it on
Hey,
being
you engaged a debate, so.
I'm just saying, you can't use that to be defensive. You've been here too long. Anyway, it is very sad that that happened, and yeah, there needs to be something done about it. And again, this is literally what was mentioned earlier. Take the traditions, tweak them, and change them. If you looked when that Constitution was signed and look at how many mass shootings there are now, it would make you want to, if you have a heart, if you cared enough. If you didn't care about the money and about me giving you, it's just do better, people. That's all. Let's move to the next one. Let's go to Not Too Deep, all right? Guys, listen. If you do not know what Not Too Deep is, Not Too Deep is where we take 2 minutes and talk about a very deep subject. After that time is up, we are not allowed to discuss any further. Any.
Unless someone engages a debate on it.
So. Okay, that should be a new rule. 2 minutes.
Dos.
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 Minutos.
Minutos.
Mine Not Too Deep is about something really, really, really huge. And we've kind of talked about that. And for the beautiful, wonderful production manager we have, she would say, that's what she said. I'll take that one. I'll take that four. My mom, like, shared something today that said, I lied and said I was busy. I was busy, but not in a way that most people understand. I was busy taking deeper breaths. I was busy silencing irrational thoughts. I was busy calming a racing heart. I was busy telling myself I'm okay. Sometimes this is my busy, and I would not apologize for it. It may not be as deep as you thought it would be. For what was said, when we say we're busy, we could be sitting on the couch. But because you don't know what's going on in a person's mind, you don't know what's going on with a person's body, you don't know what's going on with their health, I think we should stop as this generation just because we opened the text and we read it, meaning we didn't care or we were trying to be fake or whatever you may say. I think you should take that time and be like, are they okay? I was talking to one of my friends and we were talking about sometimes people need to check up on the strong ones. Because they're broken and wounded under the armor that they keep on. And I think that's true because I was one of those. But I kind of started allowing myself to show the wounds under my armor. And one of the big, I got hit with a bomb at the beginning of this week that really threw me for a curve. Oh.
You're done, son.
Done, son. Go deep.
So today, I decided I was going to count our money. The self-approved podcast team, we are planning a camping trip in the next couple months. So I started counting our change up because, you know, we had this little shitty little Ziploc bag. We upgraded to a big milk jug. So I took the time to count it. And it came out to, I think, $44. And people need to realize that all this change, it's small. You have pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters. A lot of people don't take into consideration how important the small things are. Small things add up. It's crazy, like for me, it's, I've always been a person who can always accumulate money. I'm gonna put, like, I'd be the person you'd be like, why is this guy picking up change off the ground? But even today, I found on the ground 11 cents, which is, you know, the average folk, the average American folk.
The rich folk.
Why would you do this? But you take these, you know, three of us, pick up 11 cents here, 20 cents there, 30 cents there, that adds up day in, day out, the game of inches. So you got to put in consideration that you don't have to have that big score to be successful. You got to be consistent. Again, the small things matters. The pennies, the nickels, the dimes, it all adds up. At the end of it, we're going to have our camping trip. Summer 2019, Self-Proof Podcast.
Go as camping.
Boom. How much time I got? 9.
Okay, nobody cares.
8, 7, 6, 5,
2,
1. Boom.
Gosh, whatever. We get it.
You know me, I'm short and simple. I hit the point real quick.
Is that what she said?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, oh man, this is so fun. Oh man, y'all just don't understand. Anyway, don't underestimate the value of the least of them. At the end of the day, a penny can make a dollar, 100 of them. I feel like we're supposed to be doing something else.
Shoutouts.
There we go.
It's the 1st of June, everyone. Pay your rent. This episode is sponsored by paying your goddamn rent.
Anyway, shoutouts go to my cast, the phenomenal new Disney show that comes out on June 21st on your Disney Channel. Your Disney Channel. Whatever channel it's on, your Disney Channel. It's called Just Roll With It. We just finished second to last episode tonight. And I am ecstatic about it. Because we have one more to go. They've been working really hard. So shout out to Toby, Susie, Ramon, and Kaylin, and Miss Lila B on the DJ booth, in the DJ booth, on the microphone. One of those works. Anyway, also, big shout out, big ups to none other than Sporks Tonics for, you know, helping us get our new little merch situation. But also, again, to the class of 2019, especially to my babies back in Houston, Texas at Westside High School. Go Wolves. Love you guys. Be smart. Don't die. You just graduated. J.O.?
I'm going to snap this one for a couple homies. So.
Of course you are.
Yeah. So my shout-outs are to two homies back home.
Two homies.
Yeah. Oh, what the
That's
fuck?
What you get.
Ah, shit.
Why don't you have...
Okay. So my shout-outs go to two of my good homies back home because finally the Dilly Bat gave me some footage from last year. This time last year... This time last year, I did a surprise trip back home. And I didn't tell nobody. So I have all this footage of me surprising people because I just showed up in Saskatoon. And Barry D and Dilly Bat were the two people who picked me up at the airport. I've been smiling all night. You've probably been seeing me on my computer smiling. So shout out to Barry D, Barry Daniels, and Dilly Bat for picking me up at the airport last year. The footage is coming soon. I love you guys. That's all I got to say.
Shout out to Studio School. Today is our anniversary. We Damn. Turned six today.
Damn.
Congratulations to Studio School. From going from Relativity to Studio School. You guys are amazing. Thanks to everybody there. Also, I have to. A lot of these inspirations and these episodes come from none other than I Superwoman. I also... known as Lily Singh. She is a YouTuber and she is a New York Times bestseller. And we get these the inspiration and these titles from her book that came out about 3 years ago now called How to Be a Boss. You should go and pick it up. Anyway, let's end this episode. We got one last thing to say, and that is thank you guys so much for watching. Like, for real. Thank you so much for listening. Soon you'll be able to watch it, but thank you so much for listening to us talk about a bunch of crazy stuff. Maybe not, but thank you guys so much. Follow us on our social medias at Self-Approved PD. Definitely, if you do not have the Podcoin app, you should definitely go and download it. This podcast comes out every Tuesday. Guys, if you want to join in on the conversation, download the Anchor app, create a profile, find our podcast, leave us a message. We're going to start including your messages into the podcast. We want to know what you think. Let us hear your voice. Join in the conversations again all over social media. We love you. Shout out to Stitcher for picking us up and allowing our podcast to live on their platform and their website and everything else, all the other words. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. If you don't know what it is, go to your iTunes or your Apple or your Google Store, Google Play Store, and download it and listen to us off of there too. MeUndies.com, the world's most comfortable undies. Love your first pair or it's on us. Super soft undies, socks, bracelets, lounge pants, and onesies. Save big on packs. Free shipping and returns, 100% satisfaction. Signature soft and stretchy styles, adventurous, bold, classic. Shop MeUndies for feel-good underwear, loungewear, and apparel with free shipping and satisfaction guaranteed. Memberships are available. Go to www.MeUndies.com if you want to get matching undies today. You and your mate can have the same freaking underwear. How old is that? Go to MeUndies.com. And while I'm at it, just freaking share this podcast. We really want y'all to share this knowledge. This is literally a Canadian and American, a elder and a baby talking. Diplomatic relations, talking about this. And today, if we talk more, we learn more. Happy Juneteenth. And that's all I have to say. While buffering Benjamin makes you happy, find your grace and style. Remember, you deserve a drink and that you're official by your own approval because it's time for you to learn how to be a boss and how to write some notes to yourself. Because 1, 2, 3, I got this round. I'll talk to you boys later, you girls later, you people later, them, they, them, theirs, and all the others. Bye.
We out.